where we don't quite understand what's happening, but it doesn't matter anyway. Today I will be reading The Dress of Death. What an interesting name. The Dress of Death was originally a simple everyday dress until a young woman named Eliza brought it. Eliza brought the dress to go to her cousin's wedding on May 5th. Of course, you know weddings. On the day of the wedding, she was rushing because she woke up late. So she hurried up and put on the dress and rushed to her car. When she was about almost there, I would say, she wasn't paying attention and hit a tree, like really hard. When someone was driving by, they saw her and called the police because they didn't know what to do. I mean, they seen a car crash into a tree. I mean, I would call the police too. When the police got there, they didn't see any injuries or marks. How interesting, you know, anywhere on her. On the day of Eliza's funeral, the police gave Eliza's mother the dress. After the funeral, Eliza's mother brought the dress home and put it in a special case with her name on it. Eliza's mother always thought there was something just so weird about that dress, but couldn't put a finger on what was wrong, so she put it in the attic, so she wouldn't have to look at it. When Eliza's younger sister came to visit, she thought, I'm going to put on the dress. I want to see what it looks like on me. So she tried it on, and exactly 1 minute later, she was instantly on the ground. When her mother had got home, she rushed her to the hospital immediately, but she was in a coma for 2 weeks, and then sadly died. After Lenny's funeral, her mother sold Eliza's dress to the museum and told them that no one could wear it or touch it, and it needs to be sealed in glass forever because it's evil. Well, thanks for watching. Well, listening. Not watching, listening. Sorry, words. Sad. Words. Well, thanks for listening to Unnecessary Stories Podcast. And I'll be back next week with probably even better story, because this is like just a story from my cousin. So, yeah. Thanks for listening.